A very good afternoon from the sports team. The Investec SA Open is underway at the Durban Country Club after maintenance staff put an incredible 36-hour shift from yesterday to today. They've cleared all the water on the course to make it playable by this morning. Tee times were pushed back slightly, but play is well and truly underway. The tee times are running until 20 past four this afternoon to get everyone on the course today. It's early days in the first round, but here's how things are currently looking. Sweden's Fredrik From is currently leading the way, 7 under par through 15 holes. There's a group of six players one shot back, including South African Jaden Schaper. Justin Harding shot a 5 under 67 in his first round. Defending champion Dean Burmester, he is 2 under par. He's got two holes left in his first round, so he's a couple of shots back. There's still plenty of players that will be teeing it up a little bit later. The last tee time is 20 past 4, as I mentioned. Plenty of golf still to come today and lots of golf to watch tomorrow. So if you want to get down to Durban Country Club. Then moving to cricket news. The Hollywood Bets Dolphins got their first win of the One Day Cup last night when they beat the Lions by 6 wickets. Bryce Parsons made 81 not out to help the Dolphins to a crucial victory. Dolphin skipper Pranellan Subbrayan contributed 4 wickets with the ball and said after the game it was an important win.
Today's win was definitely a one that was much needed for us. Definitely a step in the right direction. I think we showed great improvement and great signs in the last game against the Titans. But this game definitely was great maturity shown by the bowling group as well as the batting group as well. I think the way Bryce Parsons and Sepang Ditole finished it at the end shows real maturity.
Well, the Dolphins take on Western Province tomorrow at Newlands in the next match in that competition. We're going to finish with some rugby news. The Hollywood Bet Sharks side for their Vodacom URC clash with the Lions has been confirmed. There's still no Irvin Etzebeth, unfortunately, but Sia Kolisi and Vincent Koch have both been named on the bench. Dion Slabbert gets a first start for the Sharks after coming here via the Pumas and a loan spell with the Bulls recently. Let's have a look at that starting 15. And Ntuthuko Mtuno, Bongia Mnambi, Ruan Dre in the front row. Dion Slabbert and Jason Jenkins are your second rowers. Tino Mavasere and captain Vincent Chituka are the flankers with Pepsi Buthelezi at number 8. Jaden Hendrickson starts at 9. Sia Masuku at 10. Lukanya Am and Jorenzo Julius are 12 and 13. Ethan Hooker, Yorpenke on the wings. And Jordan Hendrickson at fullback. The last time the Sharks played at Ellis Park, we all know what happened. We won the Curry Cup, so let's hope that continues tomorrow. That's all for now for the East Coast Radio Sport Team. I'm Nick Tatham.